You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Today on the TMZ Podcast.
Welcome to the TMZ Podcast. Jason and Jamie. Jamie, Meg Thee Stallion took the stand yesterday and testified to everything that she says happened in the car that fateful night with Tory Lanez.
Yes. This is getting crazy. Not to mention, Tory Lanez showed up with his child, his five-year-old, to court, as you do when you're...
on trial for shooting someone.
Yeah. Yes, she took the stand, was incredibly emotional, told the whole story. A lot of celeb names also were brought up. Apparently, Kylie Jenner is the source of how this fight even happened.
Right.
Apparently, they were at a party at Kylie's house. Kylie got flirty with Tory. Meg got jealous. They got kicked out of the party. And then this apparent fight happened in the car ride home.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's top line for sure. So July 12, 2020. First of all, why are they at a party July 12, 2020?
I know. Where
I was locked down.
I know.
I was in my sweatpants
it
for
made
four
me
consecutive
so
months.
Mad.
I don't know what happened, but they were having a much better time than
yes.
I was. Anyway, so July 12, 2020, they were Tory Lanez and Meg Thee Stallion were at this party at Kylie Jenner's house. Afterwards, what Jamie described would happen inside, it spills out outside and they get in their car to leave. It's Meg Thee Stallion's bodyguard is in the car, presumably driving, I guess. Tory Lanez, Meg Thee Stallion, and Meg's friend Kelsey Harris are in the car. Apparently, according to Meg's testimony, Kelsey sort of had a crush on Tory.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, Meg and Tory were in a off-again sexual relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that Meg describes it. Kelsey began sort of ribbing Meg. Meg and Tory, then that transfers over. They get into a shit-talking argument about whose career is better.
Yes.
I don't know how Tory Lanez competes with Meg Thee Stallion, at least in mainstream fame.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway. So they start getting into this argument. It's getting pretty nasty. And then, according to Meg, the argument starts spiraling out of control. Meg gets up to get out of the car. She's wearing a bikini, which again separates this party from any other party that I've been to. It's a nighttime party.
It's
and
a night, yeah.
Go to it in a bikini.
And to get into the car in a wet bikini with like no towel, no cover up. We live very different lives, I guess.
Yeah.
But also during this fight, it was also revealed that apparently Tory had been sleeping with both women.
Yes.
And they...
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes.
He was sleeping with her as well. Okay.
That is what was said. And so they found that out. So then it turned into a fight then between Tory and Kelsey, at which point Meg said, I want to get out of the car. I'm not into this. Tried twice. Finally got out. The window was rolled down. And according to Meg, that is when she saw a gun. He said, dance, bitch, and started firing at her feet.
So this is where the rubber meets the road on this. So she gets out of the car, and from behind, she says, shots are fired at her feet, hitting her feet,
mm-hmm.
Both feet. I had always heard it was one, but she testifies in this trial has come out that it was both feet that the shots hit. He suggested, his attorney did in opening arguments, that she could never see who her back was turned. She didn't know who fired it. The implication being that it's possible that it was Kelsey Harris who fired these shots.
Yes.
And not Tory Lanez who fired the shots. Now, that which is why the dance bitch comment is so important. I mean, it's possible that
he just happened to have a lucky saying while
somebody else
is firing?
Or they were working in cahoots together and Kelsey had the gun and Tory was
the
one.
I'm also willing to assume that Kelsey is probably in a wet bikini with no cover-up as well. I don't know where you keep a gun.
Well, fair enough. They're going to... Right, this is a criminal trial. He's being prosecuted. He, by the way, faces up to 22 years in prison. It's so funny. In the list of possible sanctions, 22 years in prison and deportation to Canada.
Oh, like, I didn't know he was Canadian.
He's Canadian.
Wow.
But like, oh, yeah. Those are the two sanctions.
And on top of it, get out of here.
Go to Canada. But so, yeah, it's hard to that seems to be the defense. We haven't heard from them yet. That's just opening argument. Opening arguments are not evidence. They now have the obligation in that once the prosecution rests to call their own evidence. He will presumably testify that he never fired the guns. Kelsey Harris is obviously going to be exceptionally important in testifying here.
But here's another problem. Meg also claims that while the cops, they could hear the cops coming, and he said, you know, I will give you $1 million to not say anything.
Right.
So I don't know why he would do that if Kelsey fired the gun.
Assuming she's telling the truth, he wouldn't.
Yes.
He's going to deny he ever said that, right? Mm-hmm. He's gonna say, I never said that. So she testified yesterday that he offered her $1 million. She said, what she testified is that she testified that Tory Lanez, in the heat of the aftermath of this incredible blow up where she's now bleeding from her feet, he says, I'll pay you $1 million. I'm on probation. I can't let this get out. Please don't testify against me or don't tell the cops what happened. His attorney points out that that's not true. He wasn't on probation at the time.
Oh.
And why would he say that if he wasn't on probation? Now, there's an answer to that question, which is he wanted to convince her that the peril for him was greater than just shooting, and therefore don't tell him because I'm on probation, and sort of lied about it. The whole thing. So he's going to testify when it's his turn that he never shot the gun, that presumably Kelsey Harris shot the gun, or that he doesn't know who shot the gun. He never said dance, bitch. He never offered $1 million. And so you have this, you know, he said, she said. So, and then you have Kelsey Harris' testimony. We don't know what she's going to say. Presumably, she's not going to say, she might say, I don't know who shot it, but it wasn't me.
And keep in mind now that Kelsey and Megan are no longer friends.
They're no longer friends. So, but Kelsey's got her own hide to protect here, right? If Tory Lanez is pointing the finger at her, that's bad news for her.
Yeah.
She doesn't want that.
Yeah.
So she has to protect her own hide. She's going to throw it back at him or say she doesn't know who shot the gun. It's all going to come down to credibility. Who does the jury believe?
Well, here's my question for you then. So Meg Thee Stallion did a sit down with Gail King and talked about the situation. This was a while ago. But while she was talking to Gail, she said that her and Tory did not have a sexual relationship. Now that she's on the stand, she's being honest. Is that going to hurt her credibility, do you think, with the jury? Because if she was a liar, then what's the truth?
I mean, the defense would have to introduce it as evidence in the case that she falsely told Gail King something. I'd have to think through how that cuts, right? So they did have a sexual relationship. Tory Lanez's going to say either they did or they didn't. And she lied to Gail King about it. Therefore, it makes her a liar on the stand. I'm not sure. That seems a little bit sort of attenuated from the from the case, but that's an issue for the defense to take up. They could certainly hurt what you say can and will you be used against you. So her comments to Gail King are certainly admissible.
Mm-hmm.
They could go to her willingness to tell the truth, and if they're going to paint a larger picture about she has used this entire thing. Actually, I see this now. If they're going to paint a larger picture of she has used this event in an effort to launch her career to greater heights, which it has, and in fact, over the last 2.5 years since this incident, her career has gone completely bananas.
Yeah.
And she's one of the biggest stars out there now. If they're trying to paint a larger picture that this was all a PR stunt and she is trying to capitalize on Tory Lanez's status as a big-time rapper in order to launch her, to further her own career, look, part of that has been going on with Gail King and telling this. That I could see that them painting that picture and potentially having that become a relevant thing in the case. And it doesn't look good. I mean, she could easily get up and say, look, it was important for me as a artist. People lie about who they're sleeping with all the time. You know, that happens in Hollywood and everywhere else all the time.
I mean, not to mention, they did bring up other people that she was sleeping with, allegedly, Ben Simmons. And then there was one more. I can't remember. Some celebrity. I don't know. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. Hopefully we leave the 5-year-old at home today.
Yeah.
It is a school day, not to mention.
It's this weird thing. You know, I mean, look, he's well represented. I'm sure it was discussed with his counsel how to appeal to the jury. The last thing he wants to do is come off to the jury as some, you know, criminal who doesn't have a real life and who's just a criminal. You know, he's got tats on his face and things that to some people on a jury might speak to the fact that maybe he's not a good guy.
So today he brings a puppy.
Perfect. But this is, look, people play these games all the time, right? People
it's bring just their, weird, a five-year-old to this
people
trial.
People bring their families into trial, into court all the
bring
time.
Bring your mama, that's fine, but...
Anyway, so she summed it up in her testimony yesterday, and it's sort of a... It's kind of like, if you believe Meg Thee Stallion, if you're inclined to believe her... which I think most people are.
And we have the video of her standing in a bathing suit.
Well, she was undoubtedly shot. She was undoubtedly shot. Yeah. Shot at. There's testimony. There's some suggestion that it may be shrapnel. It may be bullet fragments. Whatever. But look, shots were fired.
Traumatic incident.
And her feet were messed up as a result.
Yes.
Whether the bullets themselves hit her or the shrapnel hit her or the glass, that's sort of irrelevant to me, right?
I mean,
she was badly injured. By the firing of bullets. The only question is, who fired him? That's the only question. Mm-hmm. And if it was him, he's going to do time. And if it wasn't him, or if the prosecution can't prove beyond a reasonable doubt that it was him, then he'll go free. And there you go. But she said, in this very, to your point, very emotional testimony, she says, because I was shot, I've been turned into some kind of villain, and he's the victim. This has messed up my whole life. This whole situation in the industry is like a big boys club. I'm telling on one of y'all friends. Now you're all now you're all about to hate me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's her testimony, is that, look, this guy is somebody who's very popular in certain circles, and they have come out and badmouthed her and tried to ruin her in order to prop up a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And so there you have it.
Team Meg.
Team Meg? All right. I'm Team Justice. You've got some laughs in the room for that one.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, let's move on to, sadder story still. R. Kelly, we all know R. Kelly is serving the rest of his life, basically, in prison for allegedly raping, kidnapping lots and lots of women. There's recently, apparently, his master recordings for some of his biggest hits were stolen from a storage locker. And he is, you know, this is obviously, he's entitled to continue to make money, based on those master recordings. He still can make money from the playing of the song, but you do, as an artist, you want to maintain the actual physical master recordings from your work. And he has now lost control of those.
Yes. So, there was what he is saying, an unauthorized release of a new album. Remember, we heard a few days ago that R. Kelly came out with a new album. From prison, weird, how, I don't know. But that's what we're finding out now, that he's saying that he was not behind this. The album that is named I Admit It, which is not a great title if you're R. Kelly. But he says that this is all from the stolen recordings from the storage unit.
Yeah.
So...
if I'm R. Kelly, I'm like, thank God somebody else did it, because I'm not sure anybody, you know, it would have been hard for me to physically get them published or get somebody to do it. Now somebody else has done it.
And they're saying that they think there are two roadies who stole it from the storage unit.
Enterprising roadies.
Okay.
That's my adjective, not theirs.
Okay.
So it's interesting. R. Kelly owes millions of dollars in restitution to the to the people who were found to be his victims. So, you know, he's not really going to earn any money off of this or you know, that it could possibly overcome that money, that those, what he owes to those people. You know, you make very little off of Apple and Spotify. You make incredibly small, even like the Taylor Swifts of the world that have billions and billions of downloaded songs off of these platforms don't make nearly the money they make from doing a single, you know, slate of concert tours.
Mm-hmm.
R. Kelly's not going to be doing many tours anytime soon. So he's not going to make the kind of money that's going to make up what he owes. I think the victims might be appreciative that this has been released if he gets a little bit of money, because that money will be funneled to them. I think his attorneys, who probably haven't been paid everything, will probably be happy. They're actually first in line before the victims.
Oh, really? Oh, that's terrible.
Why?
All right, I'm Team Justice over here. Sorry.
Lawyers got to get paid. But it's an interesting situation to a point. And I say to a point because, do we really care that R. Kelly is not getting, you know, not able to control his own song history at this point?
And do we believe it? Do you believe it?
I don't know. Why would he lie about it? To make it more palatable that he released it?
I suppose, because he doesn't think he's a bad guy.
No, he doesn't. Nobody thinks they're a bad guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Hitler
didn't think he was a bad
guy. No. Okay, fair.
I mean, you have to have, I don't know. I can't speak to him. Maybe he's had a real come to Jesus, but you know, you can't commit the kinds of acts that he committed for as long a period of time as he committed them unless you have a real disassociation from reality. And, you know, to kidnap and brainwash and sexually assault and rape women over that long of a period of time, he is a psychopath. And by the way, he's never apologized. He's never said, I did wrong.
Yeah.
He's never said, look, I made mistakes, but they weren't as bad as people suggest. He said, I did nothing wrong. And, you know, in his I Admitted song, which he released, just is basically a tribute to his innocence.
Now, if an R. Kelly song comes on, do you listen or do you change?
I don't listen. I never bother myself with those kinds of things, especially here where the money's not going to him.
Interesting.
I don't bother myself with those kinds of things. I would if somebody was actively was out of jail and actively engaged in criminal pursuits or whatever it was, I'd probably have a different stance. But generally speaking, I do it based on taste. Now, my taste is going to be affected by what kind of person they are.
Yeah.
But now that he's locked away in prison for the rest of his life,
you're going to get your ignition on?
I would get my ignition
hot and fresh out the kitchen.
I say it hypothetically because my Spotify playlist doesn't have a lot of
ignition. I didn't think so, but you never. Sometimes you get a weird little nugget in there.
We're just going to leave you real quick with a send off, a tribute to DJ Twitch. Obviously, he was on the Ellen DeGeneres show, a company. They worked for the same company that you and I worked for a long time, Telepictures, which was owned by Warner Brothers, which owned TMZ for a long time. And I've actually met him a couple of times. No nicer guy in the world.
No nicer guy. Every time we got him out, we saw him last in September at the airport. Just a sweetheart.
Really sweetheart. He apparently took his own life in a hotel room last night.
Early
this morning.
His wife went to the police on Tuesday, and I believe they found him in a hotel that day.
So it happened on Tuesday. You know, more facts have to come out. We don't know exactly the circumstances surrounding it. At some point, it doesn't really matter.
No, he just celebrated his 9th anniversary with his wife on Saturday, posted a video on Sunday dancing with her. They were both dancers. That's how they got their start in the biz. 3 kids. He was 40. Just terrible.
Yeah. RIP DJ Twitch.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks very much, guys. We will see you tomorrow on the TMZ Podcast. Later.